Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Pentecostal Orthodoxy Toward an Ecumenism of the Spirit by Emilio Alvarez. Foreword by John Baer. Narrated by Emilio Alvarez. This book is dedicated to my old man, mi viejo, Emilio Alvarez Sr. Dad, words will never be able to describe what you mean to me. Thank you for loving me without reservation and for walking with me through the most difficult of moments. This book is both an embodiment as well as an extension of your passion and zeal for God and His church, which I have witnessed all of my life. I am honored not only to carry your legacy, but to do so carrying your name, Emilio. Love you, viejo. Foreword by John Baer. Behold, I make all things new, says the unveiled Christ, Revelations 21:5. Renewal is at the heart of Christianity. Not only the renewal of those who hear and receive the gospel, but also the renewal of the gospel preaching, and indeed, the church, the bride of Christ. In a series of visions, Hermas sees the church as an old woman, the first of creation, for whose sake the world was made, gradually becoming younger until she becomes a virgin, adorned, as if coming from a bridal chamber. Probably alluding to this, Saint Irenaeus of Lyons speaks of the preaching of the church and the church itself as renewing its or her youth. If the church is the bride of Christ, the wedding feast is nevertheless not until the final end. The bridegroom has been revealed, and the bride is now being prepared by building up the fullness of humanity, the witness of the martyrs for the faith, so that the wedding can be consummated. The preparation of the bride is the work of Christ himself, Ephesians 5:25-27, and is overseen by that other counselor, the Spirit, reminding us of all that Christ taught, John 14:16-26. And so, as Saint Irenaeus also put in the same passage, where the church is, there is the Spirit of God, and where the Spirit of God is, there is the church and all grace, and the Spirit is truth. The truth of the church, her identity and being, is eschatological. In this time in between the definitive, once-for-all work of Christ and its eschatological consummation, it is not surprising that the history of Christianity is punctuated by renewals. While the language of renewal might seem to be more aligned with forms of Protestant Christianity, especially the various revival movements, it should be borne in mind that both Eastern Orthodoxy and Roman Catholicism underwent dramatic forms of renewal in the 20th century. In both cases, it involved a return to the fathers and was also accompanied by significant liturgical and spiritual renewals. In the case of the former, the theology of the previous generations was memorably described by Father George Florosky as having been a pseudomorphosis of authentic Orthodox theology, a Western captivity in which Eastern Orthodox theology had been alienated, but from which it could be liberated by immigrants in the West through a return to the fathers, a return also undertaken in the resourcement movement of theology in Roman Catholicism. The liturgical renewal of both were equally, though differently, profound. The resumption of the practice of frequent communion, the readings of the prayers aloud, and the adoption of the local languages for the Orthodox communities, together with the rediscovery of more ancient forms of iconography and the revision of the Roman Rite after the Second Vatican Council. And in both cases, though with roots going back several centuries, this involved the renewal of monasticism and different forms of monasticism and the propagation of, for instance, the Jesus Prayer to a wider body of believers. So profound were these developments that one can speak of Orthodoxy and Roman Catholicism as having been born again in the past century. These renewals should be, as I mentioned, borne in mind.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?